proof that Grummer ben Izok and Asr. That's what Rashi is going on. That even though the Allah is that Grummer is potter, if you only Gorm, you only cause the damage to your friend, you're potter from paying money, but you should know that's only if you did it already. But the Chathilu is also to do it. Here your friend has a right to stop you from putting up that ladder since it could cause me a damage. We have Yosef Heveli Hanu Toli. He has these, Rashi to call them Ktanim. He has small palm trees. The Heve Osi Umna, that there were surgeons there. Rashi says makers dam, people that used to let out blood. The Yasus Yisrael, they would sit underneath his palm trees and let out blood there. So the kids that used to let blood out under the palm trees. The Yasa Orvi, the pigeons, the ravens would come. Achli Domo, they would eat up the blood. The Salki Abbe told him they'd go up on top of the palm tree. Oh, Master Tama, they would eat up his dates. So kids, Rabbi Yosef had tainas on these surgeons that you're causing my dates to be eaten up by the birds. Oh, well, the Rabbi Yosef says, Afikuli Kukur Mahochi. Like, take out Rashi Orvim, Shadayim Mitzukasim, Karin Kukim, Glaimar. Al Yakizul Yaitnas, don't let out any blood here anymore. Oikan, Shal Kane Orvim Boyan, like the Orvim are coming because of your blood. So he told these surgeons, don't let out blood under my trees. Omalay Abaya said back, what's wrong? For Gramu, they're only causing the damage, they're not really doing it though. Omalay, Hoki Omar Abtuvia Bamatna, Zoysimer, from here we hear that the Klal is Gramu Ben Izok and Osar. Henechnami, after it was done, you're potter from pain. The surgeons would not have to pay for the dates that were ruined up, because they were only a grummer. But I call upon them, it's also to do it. Therefore, the owner has the right to send these surgeons away, not to let the blood out under their tree. They were grummer, the gurum, that the bird should come and eat up my dates, so therefore I have the right to stop you. So I said, there is grummer, but it's like an osa. I will ask the clue, and they did it already a long time already, so how can you stop them right now? And of course, not the first time they're letting out blood there. They did it a few times already. That you know, when a person is doing damage to you, even though like you let him do it once or twice, so you must let once or twice, but you have a right to stop him anytime you want. There's no chazok lenizokin. For the more of la vitmula, didn't learn on this. Rav Mori Oma Vikutra. We're only talking about a smoke where somebody's smoke comes into up into your house. So even though you let a smoke come up once or twice, you didn't stop him. Now when it starts to bother you, you have a right to stop him. It's only the Azda Beis HaKisei there that gives off there the smell. That bothers him a lot. On such a type of a hezek, he has the right to stop you. But mashman, stam hezek, once you gave in once or twice and let him do it, you can't stop him anymore. The Gemara says, Omalei, Hanei, Didi, Dianina Datoi. For me, I'm an istinist, and I'm very delicate. Is kikutra beskisa domali? By me, the smell of the blood, or what they're doing here, that's there to me, just like the smell of the beis hakisei. Therefore, he had a right to stop him. So from now on, he had a right to stop the surgeon from letting out the blood under the tree. All right, we'll stop here.
Yehundav kov gimel omer aleph. The Mishnah says, ma'achikin es ha-shoivich, if you have a birdhouse, you have to put your birdhouse away in the ear from the city. Chamishamama. You have to move it away. Chamishamama. 50 yamas. So Rashi says, Shahayayinim, because you have the pigeons there. Ma'asidin zeroiniginus. They go into the gardens and they eat up the seeds there. So in order that your pigeons should not ruin the gardens, the seeds of the people, you have to put it away 50 yamas from the city. A person should not have like a birdhouse that he has these pigeons there in his own fields. Unless he has such a big field that he could put the birdhouse in the middle, and on all sides of it he has 50 yamas. If he has 50 yamas on all sides, then it's mutter. Rav Yehuda says you need a much more. Rav Yehuda Aimer, Beis Arbas Kurim, Molei Shogar Hayoina. He has to have on all sides of his birdhouse a shear of 4 kurim. Enough field that you could plant 4 kurus of seeds, which I think is 30 soim. So you have to have 30 soim on each side. And this is a measurement of molei shagar hayoina, how far the pigeon could fly. Rashi says, merutzat prichosai pamachas, how far a pigeon could fly in like one shot. Now, v'yimlochu, let's say you bought it. Rashi says you bought the field the way it is. Kemoishu imakaki, you bought the field with the birdhouse. So then, afilu beis roiva harei bechaskosei. Even though there's only a quarter of a calf on all four sides of it, it's harei bechaskosei, you have a right to use the birdhouse to leave it there. Rashi says, kemoishu imkarka, afilu ein lo kol sviva vele beis roiva calf. Even if you only have around the birdhouse only a quarter of a calf, still harei bechaskosei. Shrehul sak voyarishin kain. The first person used it already, and the neighbors did not stop him. So since he used his house that way, you're allowed to continue using the shoivich. Now the Gemara says, Chamisha mama v'suloi, like you want to tell me this pigeon's the yonim, only fly 50 yamas and not more. That's why more than 50, you don't have to worry about, they'll go and fly and eat up the zeroinim, the seeds. A Ramin will have a question. Says Aloha ain't person nishovin l'yonim. You're not allowed to spread out nets to capture the pigeons. Elim came hayurochot min ha'ishuv shloishim ris, unless you're 30 ris away from the yishuv, away from where people live. So Rashi says shlo yukudu ben yoyne ha'ishuv, in order that you should not capture the birds, the yoynim that belong to the people in the city. So in other words, how far could the pigeons fly? 30 ris. Rashi says are 4 million they could fly. And so that's much more than 50 amas. Takama Mishnah says it's enough to be away 50 yamis, and there it's mashma they could fly 4 million. Rabbi Abai says like this: Meshet Shaiti Tuva. True, they could fly very far. They could fly even 30 rifts, even 4 million. But the Kirsayu, when they want to eat to fill up their stomach, Bechamishim Amta Malayu, they fill themselves up in the first 50 yamis. Therefore, now Mishnah, the problem is you can't have your pigeons near the city, in order that your pigeon should not eat up the zeroinim, the seeds of the people there. So we say if you're 50 yamas away, it's enough, because they only eat the first 50 yamas they go. More than that, they don't eat anymore. Rashi says, B'mashen malaktin b'techanishimama mismalik risen. What they filled themselves up in the first 50 yamas, that's what they're satisfied with. V'emasidim b'zeroinim mekan l'halan. See, if they fly more than 50 yamas away, they do not eat the zeroinim. So true, they fly 30 ris, but they'll only eat up the seeds within 50 yamas. Therefore, the Mishnah says, if you're 50 yamas away from the city, you could raise your pigeons. That's Loshinia, that true, they fly far, but Kristai the Chamisha Mamta Malayu. Yeah. Now the Gemara says, Umeshit Shleishim Ris Vesulai, so they only fly just 30 ris, these 4 milim, and that's all. V'latani will learn like this. Uveyishav Afilu Meya Mil Layifras. If you're in the Yishav, in the city itself, so now let us spread out your nets to capture the birds, even though you're 100 mil away. There's mashma that the birds could fly even 100 mil, not only 4 mil. So where it says, Rabbi Yosef says, the Yishav Kromim. Here we're talking about the Yishav of Kromim, means there are a lot of vines there. So since there are a lot of vines, then the birds hop around from one to another. Rashi Porchim, Mikerim Lekerim, V'shotim Harbe. Then they fly very far away. Rava says, V'yishav Shevchim. We're talking about that there's a Yishav, there's a lot of Shevchim, a lot of birdhouses there. Therefore they jump from one to another. Fred Gemara, so, V'tepeglen Mishav Shevchim Gufayu. Then you know why you can't spread your net, like to capture these birds, because you're taking them away from the Shevchim, there's owners there. Rashi says, Mein Meyem Mil Dukama. What's this 100 mil? The mashma shevashvil yoyne ear, misrachik, because there are pigeons in the city, you have to move outside 100 mil, shevoyim kan, derav shevchim, belav yoyne ear, without the pigeons of the city. Namin lo yifrei, shere loik te yoyne shevchay, shelacherim. He was talking about there's a whole row, a line of birdhouses full of yoynim, so they're private owned. And so, how could you spread out your net to capture them? You're stealing from the owners. So don't say it's 100 mil away from the city. Technically, you're near the other Shevchim. That's why it should be also to spread out your net to capture these birds. So Mar says, Yiboy Yisei Mo'on Teretz is the day that he owned them all. Therefore, it's his own pigeons will be muta. The Chiddush is that they'll still fly 100 mil, therefore they'll go into the city. Yiboy Yisei Mo'on, or else I can tell you, they belong to Goyim. And vice versa here, if you capture them, there wouldn't be any Issa. And the boy is saying with Hefka that these birds are talking about that they belong to Hefka. Meaning by the goyim, the heter is not called real gezelakim. It's not called you're doing a maisa stealing it. You're just putting out your net, and the birds come to it into it by itself. That sounds like a grama. That would be mutter if they belong to goyim. Vayter, if you do in there, beis aboyis kurin. If you doesn't hold no, you have to have four kur around the shoyvich in your field. Omer Rav Papa v'tem Rav Zvid. From our Mishnah, we learn and we hear that toyanim lilakeach v'toyanim liyerish. There's somebody yashin something, or somebody buys something, and then there's a problem. We want to take it away from them. That bezdin tainis for them. Rashi says bezdin poischim peh, like bezdin opens up their mouth. V'toyanim liyerish. They try and find good tainis for the yerish or lakeach. Shiru or the malayim. Somebody comes to complain the field doesn't belong to them. We actually ate them. Shai tishaloi. This person has Edim, that this field belongs to them or to their father. This one says, no, Yerashim Miyaba. No, I yashin it from my father. Or else I bought it from somebody. And so Beth and Tainis for him to try and bring proof that it belongs to him. Since the Mishnah ends off and says that if you bought it, so then you're allowed to stay there because it's the Cheskosoi, Ashmina teaches us. If you bought it from somebody else, and if people come to complain against you, you have no right to have your birdhouse there. You don't have to go away. That we sign and say no. If you bought it from somebody that had it there ready, most probably all the people around agreed to let him do it. Therefore, we can't throw him out. That's the proof from our Mishnah that it ends off and says, if you bought the field with the shrivet, with the birdhouse, you have a right to keep it, that we tainah for you. Tomorrow says, Yerush Tanina, the loch of the Yerush we learned already. That's the Mishnah we'll have later on, the Mem Aleph, that Habo Mishrum Yerusha, if you have a field because you yashened it from your father, and it's Sarach Tainah, you don't have to have a tainah to say how you bought it. It's enough the fact that you're a Yerush, will tainah, it belongs to you. Lekeach, the more answer is true, but Lekeach Yisrach Lei. The Chiddush of our Mishnah is about Lekeach. When you buy something of somebody else, and then somebody complains, we'll tie it and say it belongs to you. The Gemara says, Lekeach Nami Taninon. Lekeach Nami Taninon. The Loch of Lekeach, when you buy something, also we learned already. We learned like this. It's also a Gemara later we'll have. That Lokach Chotzer. If you bought a Chotzer courtyard, Ulbo Zizin, there are projections, beams projecting, coming out. Augustorius, or else there are balconies, or there's like outside, what do you call a porches. Is Harezu Bechazkosoi. This Bechazkos that you have a right to keep it. So Rashi says, even though we'll have a later that says, Ein might see in Zizin Augustorius, the Shusarabim, that you're not allowed to stick out beams into the Shusarabim, or you can't have a porch. Over going over the Shisrabim, but all the Mabayna Bayit Loyetzi Rosh Hakoras Kogaisam Shisrabim. When you're building a house, you shouldn't put your beams outside. Avlem Roitz the Kainis Ben Yerul Tech Shemai Ubayno Maitzir Rosh Karasa Lachutz. So Kitsa, if you bought it and people have complaints, we have a right to say no. That most probably who you bought it off already had Rishus on the Shisrabim. They let him put out the beams. Therefore, you let us leave it that way. So you see, if you buy property that has the beam sticking out to the Shasarabim, we let you leave it there. So what do we need our Mishnah for? Tumar says, Tzrich. No, still we need our Mishnah. The Ashmin and Hosmuk, we're going to learn over there, Gabi Rishasarabim. There the question is, the first person that had this house, he had his beams sticking out towards the Shasarabim. Over there, I'll tell you no why. It's Mutter Warman second one buys it. He has the right to keep it. Because the Eimer Kainis Oter Shaloihu, because maybe he went into his own property. So Rashi is like Shilmola Kainis, not for that. Hoya Rabbi Makrim Nolov, but Hoya Yochol Asoyz Bizroya. That there, Kenegat a Rabbi, a private person can't win. So since you had the first one had permission to stick out the beams, most probably the pshat was that really he owned the property there. Just he moved his house inside, and when the beam was sticking out, really was sticking out into his own property. Just later, the Rabbim took over. That's why it's Mutter. In Am Yerel's Achuli Ochol Bnei Rishus Rabbim Gabei. Rels Rishus Rabbim was Meichel by him. That's why the second one that boarded off him has a right to leave the beans there. Because it's an easy way for Bezin to tie them for the first one. Avlocha B'Rovir in our Mishnah. Loi, maybe here we won't tie them. Like here, there's no Rabbim to be Meichel. Here's the shell of the first one in the middle of his property. He built the Shaivech. He built the birdhouse. So maybe he did it the Issa, because nobody was around to complain. But who I did, maybe nobody was Michael either. So maybe when the second one buys it, it should be Issa. That's why we need the Chiddush of our Mishnah to know that even in our case, where it's a private person that built the Shevach in his Rishus, still when the second one buys it, he also has a right to keep it. Now, the Yashmin and Hoka, but only here, in our Mishnah, the Chivon, the Yochidu, since it belongs to a Yochid, Ema, for you say, Faisei, since it's a private property here, so maybe the neighbors gave him Rishus. Rashi, Mihoya, Rishur the Kabamoyas. That maybe over here, the Shevach, you wanted to have permission from the people around you. Like, what's the problem? If you have your Shevach in the middle of your field, maybe your Yoinim, your pigeons, will fly out to the neighboring field and eat up their Zeroyim. So we're talking about neighbors, his neighbors gave you permission. In Amirel, for you, suffice it means like you paid the money and they agreed. In Amirel, Achul Yachol Gavei. Maybe they're in their own, they gave you permission. Avu Rabin, but in the case of the mission over there, where the beans were sticking out to the Rabin, Man Fayez, who from the Rabin could give you permission? The Rashi says, Mi Hoyer Rishoyo Lakabal Moyer. Like there's no one person to give money to that he should be give you permission. It belongs to the Rabin. Or else, Man Shovik, who gave you permission to do it? Is a Malai, maybe over there it's worse than when you buy the house now when you have your beans sticking out to the Rishis Rabin, we should stop you and make cut it off. Sricha. That's why I need both Mishnayos and both Atelim Chidushim, that in both cases there's such a thing as a Chazaka, that if you buy property, so the way it is, we say you have a right to keep it. And we'll give time and we'll try and answer you that most probably it was done to Heter. Unless the other one brings Adam that it wasn't done to Heter, then of course we'll take it away. But as long as we can't prove it the opposite way, Menach Tafik will